Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Well, good morning, everybody. And we're just about to start the show here. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials in Self-Care. And technology issues.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So good morning, everybody. It's Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and we are here on the show with Self-Care. And I am so grateful to have Dr. Susie Worden as my guest. And she's a bright light and an amazing soul. We're going to talk about don't let your fizz. And the topic is about how we as women tend to put ourselves last. Yeah. Okay. And like after our husbands, our partners, children, our career. And at some point we have gained weight. I've done that. Lost energy or lost ourselves. And this is a really, this is a really prevalent issue, right? So we're going to talk about how to not let that happen. So let me bring on Dr. Susie. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I am really good. Happy.
Happy New Year. I was going to wear my Live Happy shirt, but I figured I'd dress it up for you this morning.
Well, I don't always dress up, so you know, you can show up how you want. I mean,
next time.
We're going to the, I'm going to the Forest Preserve right after this to go learn how to forage food from the Forest Preserve, which will be on our show on August 31st. So we're doing the pre-tape. And so I had to find something that I could kind of whip into and then whip out of real fast.
You're forest clothes.
From the waist down, I'm in forest clothes. Just going to tell you now. So anyway, so thank you so much for being here. We're going to make this a little bit. So there we go. So tell us, you know, so you are a chiropractor. You want to tell us how you got started and all that?
Sure. I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun. So I have been a chiropractor for 25 years. My journey is this, in a nutshell. I grew up in Billings, Montana, and I always loved to, I was very active. I had brothers. I was a runner, and I went to school. I thought I wanted to be a nurse, but then I decided I didn't want to be a nurse. And I went to Montana State University and decided I wanted to go to Arizona. So went down to Arizona and really got into a path of exercise physiology. I kind of wanted to know how the body worked, how can we be better, et cetera. And I really like to work with people too. So as I graduated, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. So I was a personal fitness instructor. Like I would go to large corporations and set up fitness programs for employees. And, you know, I would talk to the CEOs and say, hey, if we could get your 2% of your population in this, you know, large company healthier, your insurance rates would go down. So because about 2% of the population of any company is going to suck up most of your insurance money. And if we could just get to those people and motivate them. So I really have a passion for finding people who are ready to do something different and really want to. And I met a young girl who was a chiropractor, and I never really knew what chiropractic was, but in the back of my mind, it was a little weird. I don't know why. I just thought, like, I remember in Arizona, chiropractors would, you know, talk to a lot of people. They would go around and, you know, do marketing. And
they were
like
engaged with people.
Yes. Wow. And, you know, and I thought even back then I was like, you know, it's kind of weird that you're out in the market talking to people. And I worked at a restaurant and all these people would go to the chiropractor. And I thought, you know what, you guys are a little weird. It's a little cultish. I don't know about this. But they're like, oh my gosh, you feel so much better. And in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, weird, just weird. And then I met this girl who was a chiropractor, and I had my fitness facility, and then her chiropractic office was right next door, and people would come in all sad and back hurts and limpy limper, and they would come out like 3 days later and come, you know, smile on their face and cakes in their hand and giving her treats and you know, like great little presents. I'm like, what's going on? So she took me through it and she's like, okay, here's your spine, here's this. And I was like, I'm doing this. And I just remember the moment I said, I'm doing it. And she's like, you should do it. And so I met my husband, we had some kids, and I did it. And we moved up from Florida with two boys and I went to school. And that was 25 years ago. So since then, you know, I've kind of molded myself into, you know, I have four boys now, so molded myself into mom and entrepreneur, and we had three clinics, and, you know, into the community I went, you know, teaching people, because people don't know what chiropractors do, and chiropractors do so many different things. You kind of have to find your niche, and so I was sports, I was, you know, mom, and everyone in between, and that's kind of how I have become who I've become. So, you know, busy mom, lots of employees, and I've kind of shrunk it down now. So that's kind of how it all happened.
Well, I mean, that is just such an amazing story. And you're right, chiropractors are a different breed. They get out, they kind of press the flesh, right? I think I mentioned to you via a messenger months ago that my brother was a chiropractor who went to National.
Yes.
And he, just like you, so his practice was downtown Chicago.
Okay.
And he would do all the races, right, all the marathons and get everybody prepared, do the exercises because he was a bodybuilder. I mean, if you saw a picture of him when he was younger, when he had first, he looked like Adonis. I mean,
wow. Just
hair down to hair.
Just ripped.
Ripped and the most beautiful curly locks of hair you've ever seen. The joke is that he spent more time in the bathroom than the girls, I'm just going to say. So,
hey, it all works out, you know?
It totally does. So, but yeah, chiropractors are a different breed and the breed that I like. And, you know, I just believe wholeheartedly with my heart and my soul, the body doesn't heal unless the spine is aligned because it is a railroad track to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. So it doesn't work any other way.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful that you chose to become a chiropractor and serve the world in that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a miracle that we can, without the use of drugs or surgery, motivate people and help their spine allow that communication between the brain and the rest of the body. And when that's good, life is good. You know, it really is. I mean, it's a first step sometimes, and if you can teach people that communication, because if the spine is stuck, and you can see it over the past couple of years, people are sitting more. They can't, that mobility is less. The posture is less, and you know, we're going to talk about how does posture lead to this mentally and physically. You know, like when someone walks in a room and they're here, maybe their neck hurts, maybe their head hurts, but that energy that you give is different than someone that walks in a room like this. And so posture is so much of it too. And allowing that neurologic input to flourish, you know?
Well, you know, it's, you know, absolutely. In the last 2 years, as you see, I think that it's probably been a huge adjustment for most of us. One of the things, because I'm certified in corporate wellness, and one of the things that I always like to advocate for are walking meetings. And I think now that people are working out of their homes, why not? I mean, you don't have to be in front of a Zoom chat.
Right.
Whereas before.
Right, exactly. You don't have to be in a meeting room, you know, with your, what's the worst thing for your spine? To sit.
Yeah, it's a new
thing. What do you tell people to do all day long is sit. You know, their head goes forward, their hip flexors tighten, their core weakens, everything, and then you do that for 30 years. You walk, 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 sit, 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 train, car, sit, walk, and no wonder everyone hunched over, and that energy is just stuck inside. So if all we do is learn better posture and, yeah, learn to breathe, that's like such a great idea to put your earbuds in and go for a walk and listen to what the plan of the week is or, you know, whatever. What do they do over in Asia? They do Tai Chi before they start to work. They don't just hump along to the office and sit all day. They breathe. They believe that that power is in the energy flow of the body. And, you know, if we could get more to that, we would be so much healthier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I could just, this is like music to my ears. I'm like, okay, keep
right.
singing.
Right. Like, come on in. Let's yeah. talk.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So even, yeah. So there's a lot of companies out there that, not a lot, but a handful that I know of, that for their manufacturing plants, they have people start their day now with stretches, you know, just to get the body limber and get that flow going, because it's so critical.
Right.
And while I'm speaking, I just want to make sure that we're being aired live on YouTube, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And in case y'all can't read the little scroll going down on the bottom, you can call in and ask questions of Dr. Susie at 515-605-9000. 1-800-273-3325. And Dr. Susie Worden is, you know, she has so much to share, and I'm sure that you have questions about chiropractic or how to get your energy back. And why don't we talk about how you made it happen? Like, because, you know, like you said, you're a mom, you're an entrepreneur, you had three clinics. That, let me tell you something, that's a lot. That's a lot. And on any given day, what did you do different that had you rise up?
That's a good question. You know, and this is kind of another subject that I love to talk about, is because you can be, do, have anything that this can think of, you know. And I think a lot of times we're confined with our pain, our past, and we don't get out of the box. Me, I've always been like, okay, if that person that has this on the hill and can give back to the community and, you know, have this and go there and take their family here and, you know, be a donator and be a philanthropist, why can't I? And I thought, like, how come I can't go to that door and just say, hey, how did you do it? And what I realized over the years is you can, you know, follow the people who have done it and do what they did. So I thought, right when I always knew that I wanted to do multidisciplinary practice. I wanted to do more functional medicine. So I hired a medical doctor, hired physical therapist, because I wanted to be kind of mainstream, but also have this other part, which is attract them with chiropractic and then be able to have the other parts in place too. Because I feel like physical therapists have, you know, they add to my practice so much, because the strength and the flexibility and the neurologic evaluation they do also. So I pulled everyone in. So right when I graduated, I knew that I was going to go, you know, multidisciplined, and I knew that I was going to have multi-clinics, because why would I want to just do it myself? Let me teach other people and let's go help more people. So I always knew that. So I hired, put a lot of money into practice management, you know, companies. How do you do it right? How do I do it, you know, step by step, do it right, hire the right people, have the right contracts, be able to bill correctly, you know, all of that that goes into it, and then how to create the system. So that's kind of like, I'm like, I can't, why would I want to recreate the wheel when other people have done it? So I just followed a system, and then I hired the people, taught them, you know, after I kind of figured it out, I would bring them in, they'd work with me for a while, and then we're like, okay, let's go find a place. And then they knew the system, and we just did the same thing. And so, you know, and then I would try to, you know, be there for my boys' football games and be there for baseball and basketball. And, you know, I missed a lot growing up for them, but I also was there a lot. You know, I tried to schedule right. And then the other thing is that no matter what, I, you know, there was times that there was stress and it was crazy, but I always tried to, you know, exercise, take care of myself, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do, you know, eat right and get some sleep and all that. So I didn't do much but work, family, you know, and you know, I always, there was probably a couple of years of high stress in my life, but,
Like
you laugh too, you say no. Right? And then you lose yourself. And then finally I'm like, I had a day of disgust, like, what am I doing? I probably gained weight, had inflammation. You have stress in your body, and what happens? Stress creates disease. And I didn't let it get there, but I wasn't, my joints hurt, you know, my I was inflamed, you know, I was gained weight, I was puffy, I was like, what am I doing here? And so, you know, I had to at one point jump out and go, okay, back to water, back to exercises, you know. And even people go, I don't have time, I'm sorry, 168 hours in a week, we all have.
Right. So you have to make time, because I am going through that right now, Dr. Susie, where there was a lot of stress in our lives. You know, so my brother finished his divorce, right? And so I was helping him complete that. He really needed support, right? It was a tough situation. And as soon as it was complete last week, I'm like, okay. I mean, because I got puffy, I got inflammation, the cortisol levels went up, all the things that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's like I didn't worry about it. And I didn't worry about it because I saw the end near. And I knew that my body would come back to homeostasis because of I was still exercising, not enough, during that time frame.
Yeah.
And I started being more mindful about making sure my body was hydrated, right? Because that's key. And then third, I'm a mushroom girl. So, I mean, power of mushrooms. And I have no less than 7 different mushrooms every single morning in my coffee. And, you know, not all the same ones, but I mean, you know, I pick them out, right? They're powdered. Don't worry. It's not a chunky coffee.
That's awesome. I've heard of that, like, lately, you know, just the power of mushrooms with all sorts of inflammatory. I mean, let's face it. Inflammation drives, and if mushrooms can help with the cause of inflammation, then, you know, I mean, there's so many things that you go, wow, that's weird. But now it's starting to be as if, like, CBDs and the THCs and medicinally, how do these help us? And so, yeah, you had your little toolbox ready to go for when it was over. Now you get back to you.
Right. And it's interesting. So we're going to see each other tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Because you have your event, which we'll talk about in a second. And when I come to visit you, I'll bring you the flyer I created. And on the flyer, it lists all these mushrooms, all the benefits. It's got a little mushroom checkbox, right? But the one row that anybody who looks at this would want to see is the row on stress. Mushrooms, all of them. What they all have in common is they help you reduce your stress levels.
Wow. So adrenals, do they address adrenal, like, you know, adrenal and cortisol levels, I'm assuming,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what drives it, you know?
Yeah. Because when you
those little adrenal glands.
Yeah. And when you take ashwagandha, which is also for that, it's usually paired with some of the blends that I use are paired with, like, holy basil and maybe... you know,
reishi mushrooms.
Yeah, reishi.
Right.
Exactly, because it kills cancer.
Yeah.
Not FDA cleared, an FDA approved statement. I'm just saying, okay, now we're done with that. Okay.
What is? Well, and they go back and forth anyway. So it's like, whatever.
Well, so years ago when they were finding out the benefits of walnuts, you know, for brain health and cholesterol, they said that I think the FDA had maybe, you know, don't quote me on this, something to the effect that you would have to get a prescription for your walnut.
That is funny. Well, hey, that's probably not far from the truth, because if you know, if you can make money off of it and make a lot more than, you know, just, you know, normal walnuts coming off trees, the FDA is going to figure it out, you know, because if it's not going to make money, they're not going to approve it, right? I mean,
right,
it's like,
right.
If it doesn't make us billions and trillions of dollars, then, you know,
yeah.
And then let's just stop it.
Right. And so, so you don't even want to take me down that road.
I know, we probably shouldn't. We might get in trouble.
Right. I just will say this. You know, at the beginning of my health journey in 2013, a girlfriend of mine, who lives out towards you, called me up because one of the 19 medications that I was on, or I think 17 or 19, was Prozac. And because I was misdiagnosed, and Prozac is black boxed. Yeah, it's got a little black box on it. And for those people who don't know what black box means, it means, actually, I don't know if I have the exact perfect definition, but it just means there's really something very harmful in there for you, and you need to take extra care of putting that synthetic in your body. Like, you shouldn't take care to begin with. But so Prozac has fluoride in it, which is a neurotoxin, and calcifies your pineal gland. So, and which was, in my opinion, not the opinion of the FDA, the reason I had small fiber neuropathy. Because if you're putting a neurotoxin in your body for 2 decades, come on.
Right. I didn't know that had, you know, I have patients and friends that have have just been diagnosed with that. And then, you know, I didn't realize, I mean, you know, fluoride's in all toothpaste and this and that. So, you know, there's some great books out there of how too much fluoride can do so much harm to your body, like bromine and chlorine and the thyroid gland and the breast tissue. What do we have the most disease right now? Thyroid, breast, you know? And so how to do that, how to combat that? Iodine. Iodine's another good one.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes, so I take it in droppers. I put it right underneath my tongue.
Totally. And then you got to have your antioxidants and all your mushrooms and everything to take the bromine and chlorine out and clean up that thyroid. So, you have to be careful. You have to be careful with iodine, obviously, because, you know, too much, too soon can release all that, those toxins, and you can get, you know, so you don't want to just harry-carry, go take iodine, but, you know, it's a great source. And guess what? Again, it's cheap.
Oh, really cheap.
You know, the FDA is going to go, iodine, no way. But guess what? Thyroid cancer and breast cancer, can we say that they make a lot of money? Heck yeah, you know? So who wants to approve something that's going to take away that? You know, so that's a, you know, you got to dig deep. And people like, oh gosh, you know, you go look up iodine and they go, oh my gosh, a lot of people are allergic. And you go dig deeper. It's like anything, you know, don't take it for face value. Don't take it for Mr. Dr. Google. You know,
dig.
You got to get weird. I always tell people, you can't, if you expect to get well, when you go to a doctor's office, more likely than not, that's sick care. They're going to go, oh, you've got this? Like you've experienced. Here, take this pill. Oh, you got this? Take this pill. And by the time you've taken three pills, you've got 49 different, you know, side effects. And you're like, What was I even starting with here? You know, it's so sad. So slowly but surely, as you get that body healthier with all the pillars of health that we can address, and they're free for Lord's sake, you know, you got sleep, you got, you know, like nutrition, water, move, you know, there's so many things that are free. Then you add in some of the things that we can talk about and chiropractic and, you know, iodine and different things. Your body is going to be so much more, you know, alert, and you're going to be able to think again and breathe again and dream again. You know, that dream machine gets taken and turned right off when you're in pain, right? I mean, when you were in pain, did you think about what you were going to do in 10 years and how many great trips that you were going to take when you met the man of your dreams? You couldn't even think that because you're so bogged down with pain. So it's like sometimes you have to have that day where you go, I'm done. I'm done feeling like this, and affirm that, you know, the doctors are going to come into your life that are going to help you. And that's kind of what happened with you. It seems like, you know, like one day you know, the universe, you were done with it, and all these people presented that were going to lead you to a better life. And I feel like that comes from the affirmations every day that I think are so important that people need to talk about is what do you want in your life, and affirm that it's already there. Like, oh my gosh, thank God I feel great today. Thank God I have great energy. Thank God I'm attracting people that are going to help me along my journey so that I can, you know, eventually go to Mexico with my family and, you know, give me the means to do that. And all of a sudden, as you start pulling that into existence, it comes. So it really does start here. Even when you're at the sickest of your sickest, if you can trick yourself long enough and every day into thinking that you feel good, look good, are good, attract more, attract great people, attract more money, attract, boom, your life changes. So a lot of it is like shifting that mindset.
All day.
Right?
Yeah, I teach this. I teach this, right? So I have 30 years in personal development, and, you know, my MBA is in organizational behavior. So I'm all about mindset. I'm sure you've read The Secret and The Magic.
Love it.
Yeah.
The Power. The Power after The Secret?
No, I did The Magic.
The Magic?
Yeah.
I got to write that down. Is it by
Rhonda
Byrne?
Write down The Power. The Power. So The Magic is the second part, and the magic is putting what you've learned into action. It's kind of like a workbook. And so, you know, it, you know, it's how you manifest the things that you want in your life. I have been doing this for so long. I consider myself a master manifester. If I want something, it shows up. Like, just like that.
Have you, even when you were the sickest of the sickest, did you, were you able to still do that? Or was that like before, like when was that? Like, did you start to do that after you start to feel better? Or did you, have you always done that?
So I think I've always done that, but I didn't, here's where the shift was. I was manifesting things that I want, that I wanted all throughout my life. But I didn't know about possibility until 2015, like a couple of years into my health journey. And that's when I learned about using essential oils, you know. And I would had been seeing my doctor for my psychologist for a year by that time. And what I got was possibility. And here's what I want to share. And I think this is, and thank you for asking, because I think this is a message that needs to be heard right now.
Yeah. Because who doesn't have this right now with everything that has gone on and is going on? Everybody has stuff in their life that holds them back and shoves them down and shuts them up. And then you lose your zizz. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, at one point in your life, you have this zizz, like, I'm going to go get it. I'm happy and shoulders back and head. And then all of a sudden life comes and you get shut down. And so, you know, and it's recognizing that that's normal. You know, I mean, it is.
It is normal. I mean, look, it happened to all of us the last couple of years. So
yeah.
The question is, do you see the possibility? And I'm just going to show my logo here for a minute because it actually ties into this. And I think that, so you can almost kind of see it here. It's got three ginkgo leaves inside of a circle, but the top leaf is popping out of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that's important is because my logo is one ginkgo leaf, which, by the way, gets rid of glyphosate.
There we go.
And it's the only living species of tree on the planet. And is really great for brain health. So, which is, I'm studying brain health. So, but what it was is I had one ginkgo leaf, and now I have three ginkgo leaves, and they're popping out of the circle when you look at my logo, and then I have an animated one. And the purpose is, one, we're not here to do it alone. We do it in community. Number one, you are never alone. You do it in community. If you think you're supposed to do it by yourself, I respectfully request you change your mindset. Number two is that we want to get out of our current constraints, right? And create a future not based on the past. So the circle of the logo, which the top right is actually right above your head.
Yeah.
It's kind of inching out of the circle because you don't have to stay in the lines. Like, you remember when you were a kid and you're drawing and yet all those, okay, you don't have to stay in the line. Matter of fact, I respectfully request that you stay out of the line, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And be who you are, because when you're your authentic, there's nothing better than that. And you will attract, and that's how you attract. Because when you show up as you and only you, not trying to be somebody else that you're not, you will attract all the goodness that you deserve to have come your way, and then some.
Yep.
And as one man said to me, or something better.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's so true. And you have to know, like, at some point in your life, you realize that it doesn't really matter what people think. It doesn't really matter what you have. It doesn't really matter. It matters what you are, what you attract, and what you, you know, what you think is important, you know, like, and that changes over time. So if you,
at some point,
you know, like, you're too worried about, oh my gosh, I can't drive that car, because what happens if the Joneses see me driving? You know, at some point you go, who freaking cares what I drive? I don't care. Because guess what? You don't pay my bills, and you don't pay my bills, and you're not paying for my kids' college. So I'm going to do what I do, you do what you do, and maybe we can hang out, but maybe not, you know?
Maybe because, not if you're in your judgment mode, right?
Right, you know? And there's a lot of people that are trying to keep up and, you know, buy this, and, you know? And I've been there, you know? I thought I wanted the huge house, and then until the taxes, and I'm like, what are we doing? Like, let's get out of here, you know? Like, let's have money for the future.
Why would you want to accumulate more debt? I'm a less is more kind of gal.
You know, and at some point, like, I think you strive when you're in your younger days, you work your buns off, you get to your kids' game, you work, because you think you want this bigger house and, you know, status and stuff like that. And then you go, hold on, everything I make is going to how we're living. And then what are we doing? Like, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. Like, no, less than, you know, I live in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, and the taxes are high, and we got a great deal on a house, and we thought it would be great, and we raised all of our kids there for the most part. I have a younger son who still is a senior in high school now, mm-hmm. but a big yard, great basketball court, all the kids came over, football parties, baseball parties, basketball parties, boom, it was all great, until everyone leaves for college, and then we're like, okay, we have like 7 bedrooms here, and $25,000 in taxes a year. I'm like, hell no, we're out. A littler house, and as soon as we get the littler house, everyone moves back for a little while.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, you got bunk beds over there, and you're downstairs in the creepy basement. But guess what? Everyone was together. We had a small, you know, like in the bigger house, everybody separates, and they have their space, and we have our space. It was actually awesome. And then, you know, again, nothing happens just by happenstance. It's all for a reason. Come back together, hang out together. Have less overhead and more time to spend on you, your family, getting better, and, you know, for the future, you know, because life is short. You don't know what goes on. So have a blast while you're doing it, and do something you love to do. And if you're doing something that you hate every single day, manifest. Think about it. Write it down. Like I always say, have you ever listened to Brian Tracy's, like, How to Write Goals? I love that. So you write, let's say you have 25 goals, you know, I want this, this is that, blah, blah, blah. I want this much money in my bank account. I want to be able to drive this. I want to be able to live here, whatever. So then you take your most important one. How do you get there? And tell me if we have to go. How do you get there?
A commercial, but it was also going to show you my check. But go ahead and finish up, and I will do a quick commercial after that.
Okay. So what you do is you find your most important one, and then how is that going to happen? Okay. I need to have this many more sales. I need to do this much more of that. And then you write it down. I attract this. This is what I need. And you say it every day. I'm so grateful that I have this. I'm so grateful that this happened. And it works every single time, because your thoughts become things and things become reality. If you say you're sick, you're sick. If you say you can't do it, you can't do it. If you say it sucks, it sucks. But if you say that it you're grateful that it's there, and if this is, I have this, I'm so grateful, and you say it every day, it will come true. And so that's kind of the manifestation of health, of wealth, of anything that you can imagine. You write it down, you say it every day as if it was there, as if you have it. As
all
if
day.
It's, you know, yes. Right? And then it comes every time.
I will
Brian
add Tracy, to that.
You got to read that.
I will add to that right after commercial. Okay. There we go.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You're amazing.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing. Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
So welcome back, everybody, to Susan Essential Self-Care on Female Solution Blog Talk Radio, and also on Podbean and YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Apple Podcasts. You just check us out wherever you want. We are here with Dr. Susie Warden, and she and I are talking about don't let your ziz fizz, and we're talking a lot about mindset, right? And it's really not only about what you're eating and your activity, but it's really your mindset, because you actually can wipe yourself out just with your own little mind. Done it.
Definitely.
No judgment. I do it myself. I have. But we were talking about gratitude, writing goals, and I just want to show everybody, you can Google this, and what I want you to research is a check from the universe. So, and you make it out to yourself, and so how much you want to make a month or a year or whatever, and I have mine posted along with my vision board. And my vision board is created on a PowerPoint. And I do it on a PowerPoint because I usually manifest pretty fast and I have to take one out and put another one in. So, seriously. I manifested this show in a couple months.
That's great.
So like, okay. So now we're going to try to be on The View, or be bigger than The View, not on The View. We have a new woman. Her name is Dr. Debbie Green, and she has the Thursday morning show. And she has a vision to have the seven women, I think it's seven or eight women that do this show. We each have obviously our own titles and subject matter, but that we would be bigger than The View. And I said, game on. You want that manifested? We can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what people need, you guys. I mean, we need positivity. Mm-hmm. We need, we need something like that, because in this world right now, it's you know, if you listen to the news and you're into everything, it's uncertain, you know? And so the more you read about you, the only thing really that comes down to what happens is checking you. If you don't like what's happening, I always tell people, work on you. You need to get in some books. Like, this is one of my favorites. I don't know if I'm backwards.
I love that book.
You're a Badass Every Day. Jen Sincero is one of those gals that, you know, like the show that you were just talking about, she would be awesome. Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge, amazing. You have all these books about girl, wash your face. You know, it's like, get up, go. There's always somebody that has it worse than you. Get out of your pity party, pull up your socks, let's go.
And like, put on your big girl
enough
already. Panties, right?
Enough, all right? And I think I told you this. I wake up every morning and I'm like, you know, thank you for letting me attract the people that are ready to do something about their life. Because a lot of people want to moan and complain and, you know, sorry, I don't have time. Like, when you're ready, let's roll. Because it's going to start very easy. I need you to drink water. I need you to pull your shoulders back. I need you to believe in you. 10 minutes a day, 10 pages. It's not hard. People are like, let's talk about time. I have time. oh, okay, so write this down, 168 hours in a week, right? So if you work 40 and sleep 60, okay, that's 100 hours gone, okay? No one sleeps, I mean, maybe they do, maybe they do. A combo of that. Some people don't work, and they still tell me they don't have time. I'm like, okay, so pretend I'm going to give you 40 and 60. So you still have 68 hours in a week, right? So I'm going to have to shop. Okay, there's 4 hours. Cook, another 3. No matter how you
slice it. Well, my cooking takes way more than 3 hours because I'm like a master cook, but oh, it's okay.
So that's going to go in over here. So maybe people that need to spend time with their kids, you still have, no matter how busy you are, you have 10 or 15 hours. What are you doing? You can spend 15 minutes a day on exercise, twice a day even. You can do this. You can read 10 pages of a good book, for Lord's sake, on the toilet. You know, like, come on. Like,
well,
there's
right,
one guy.
So blend it together. Like you said, read the book on the toilet or, okay, I use Audible.
Exactly.
And, so
put
when
it,
I,
and while you exercise.
While
you
exercise.
Know? Well, I can't go outside because it's cold. Okay, put your earpods in and go up and down the stairs. Do some squats.
There's not
an excuse that I'll buy.
No
Although
excuses.
I was talking to a patient the other day, and I go, so where have you been? What's going on? Like, I'm just working a lot. And I'm like, really? He works for the railroad, okay? He commutes 3 hours a day, okay? Hour and a half there, hour and a half back, and works like 12-hour days. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he's one person that I can say, holy cow, you don't have time. But I told him, what are you listening to for 3 hours a day? You know, you better be listening to something positive. You better manifest something because I don't know how long you want to do that, dude. You know, and he's like, you're right. And I'm like, I don't care if this is for girls or boys, but you're badass and know that you can do anything. Do you want to do this job for the rest of your life? I mean, it's a great benefit. This is not like 12 hours a day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, hey, do what you want to do, but there's always other ways to do it. And there's always time. I'm sorry, but there always is time. You just have to know you're worth it. You have to know how to put it in there, you know, because what do people do? I get caught. If I followed you around, how long are you going to sit, you know, scrolling through your Facebook feed? How long? Because you get stuck there, right? Like, and so what are you doing? Where are you getting stuck that you're not making money? You're not, you know, letting your ziz go. You're not increasing your ziz. You're fizzling. You're letting your ziz by sitting and getting sucked into these things that are just not helpful, you know?
Well, and
so it's interesting.
Very,
I love when people say that.
Yeah, Facebook can be depressing for a lot of people. And so I suggest that if you want to do Facebook, I mean, I do, you know, but I keep it to like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, I'm really on there to just kind of quick catch up with a quick few things, see who's doing what, share my information on health because I'm a health freak.
Yes.
and I'm on and off, right? And if you can manage your time that way.
Totally. I mean, because people need to hear stories. I mean, your story is amazing. And the fact that you've been there, you've done it, you're not going to take excuses. They're going to be like, oh, I can't, like, you just put hashtag no excuses. It's true. I mean, you hear it all. I don't have time. I can't. Like, this is not supportive. It's this or that. It's like, okay, when you're ready, let me know, and we're going to figure this out because there's no doubt anyone can do it. Anyone can be better. We can all be better. I don't care if you're the greatest triathlete and you've got the greatest body. We can be better every day, no matter what. Like,
into better.
And it's probably a mindset thing. It's probably that. So you don't like where you're at, physically, mentally, life-wise, work on you. Go 10 pages a day is probably like, I don't know how many books. It would be like every 10 days, you're probably reading a book. Have you read, I just read it again, Who Moved My Cheese?
Love that book.
Oh, my God. I just read it again. I'm like, yeah.
I
love
that shelf. There's a shelf back there with all, it's not all my books, but a handful anyway. But tell me what you like best about Who Moved My Cheese.
Okay. I like the best about that is it's a simple read and it's good for families. It's good for entrepreneurs. It's good for kids because you can see who you are. you know? And especially right now, let's see, you can have all the excuses. I don't have a job. I can't find a job. You know, this, that. I don't know. You know, my business is down, whatever. You go, okay, well, who do you want to be? You want to be the dude that's going to wait there for someone to hand it to you? Or do you want to be the scurrying little mouse that goes and makes it happen? It's like, go make it happen. But I'm scared. What are you scared of? Like, I wore a shirt the other day. It said, but did you die? Like, question mark. Like, is it going to kill you? Like, what?
Did you call in sick or did you call in dead? You know?
Yeah, like, but by getting into that fear zone just a little bit, you're not going to die, I promise, you know? Like, you know, people want to, like, oh, I love these, you know, oils. I love these creams. I love this. Like, share them with your friends. I don't want them to think I'm selling. They're buying it anyway. Who cares?
Right, better,
you know?
They should buy it from you. So, yeah, I know someone. So, okay. Back in 2018, I went to my first retreat because I used doTERRA oils. And the woman who kind of leads our group, her name is Heather. And she's a blue diamond and all. And I don't really get into all the, you know, MLM portion of it.
Yeah.
But she's really a great speaker and a great motivator. And, you know, at that time, I didn't understand the concept of having an excuse because I just did what you needed to do. And there was always never an excuse. So she named that particular retreat No Excuses. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't understand this. And I finally understood. People are excuse-making machines, right?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And so really, and so I just, you know, now I understand it. But, I mean, my boyfriend, and I actually want to bring this up because I think it relates. My boyfriend had a traumatic brain injury when he was 16, and then again, I think when he was 21. I mean, two in one lifetime, right?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, when I met him, he, you know, was in a bad place because he was leaving his now ex-wife. And you know that his inner light had been put out. And so all I did was show him the possibility. And he was hashtag no excuses, right? He didn't have an excuse. He was so sick, like I was so sick in 2013. He didn't care what he told. And, you know, he's read Jensen Sorrow. He's an avid reader. He actually puts me to shame. I probably read, I don't know, 22 books last year, and I'm sure he blew me away, quite frankly. He exercised when he figured out what foods would support healing his brain. He's like on it like all the time. He's the epitome of what to do when the chips get down, right? And the only reason those chips got down is because somebody had infused in his mind that it was not okay for him to be his authentic self. And so if somebody is listening in on our podcast today, this message is for you, right? It's okay to be your authentic self. You don't have to make an excuse for who you are. You just have to really do what you want to do. And you want to get out of your comfort zone. I'm going to tell you that when I was disabled, and I was disabled for 3.5 years, I couldn't exercise. My brother calls me up and goes, Jody, just go run for a while. I'm like, I can barely walk down the fucking stairs. But then it occurred to me, but you can walk down the stairs. So that's how I started my exercise. I would walk downstairs 3 flights every day to get the mail. Until then, I started walking to the CVS to get my toilet paper or what have you. And then I'd walk to wherever. So I started walking my errands until I started walking 7 miles a day.
So, but you had to start somewhere.
I had to,
you know,
getting the mail in the mailbox.
Right. Well, there you go. I mean, you lost your ziz, but then at one point, someone or something motivated you. That's that is a lot of people have to get
fear
to
of death.
Right. It's the day, I call it the day of disgust. You know, you're like, okay.
Day of disgust, that's awesome.
Right? I have a patient who came into me after this, but she lost 200 pounds. And she's like 4'11", maybe almost 5 foot. I mean, she weighed over 300 pounds. So, and she told me she lost all that. I'm like, what? You like go stand up. I mean, she comes to like my rib cage, you know? And I said, how did you do this?
You keep on talking. I'm going to make sure we don't lose power. Sorry.
Okay. So I said, how did you do this? And she goes, one day my friend asked me to walk for her because she couldn't walk. She would, the friend of hers was sick. And she goes, I could barely get.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today. Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. For a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Now they use coconut sugar, which not nearly as bad as cane sugar,
right?
But I mean, like for once in a while, that's fine.
Right.
And put in a ton of organic blueberries, right? And so, and by the way, Simple Mills is responsibly produced for organic. And
okay.
One of the things that I like. Is to let your sacrificing when you can't have an Oreo. But the quality, you're sleeping better, you're happy, your relationships feel good, like all of that.
Well, so then you go back to that a little bit, and you go, have a brownie. And then people are like, I don't really want a brownie anymore, or have an Oreo. Have a couple Oreos, and then they're like, ew, it doesn't taste as a lot of my snacks. Well, I mean, yeah, almost all, but because they do go back, right? And then they realize and decided to go out to a popular pizza place. Because body's not used to the glyphosate and any of that other stuff anymore.
Right.
So, I recommend all organic or response.
Produced, right? Because it doesn't have to be certified organic for it to be okay. Diet or hormone, it's going to go, eh? I don't think so, right? I don't know. What's it?
Right?
To have a new normal.
Yeah, because, you have to, people have to know for themselves that that's what they want, and then it's going to be more of a lifestyle change, because if you tell them you can't have this, what do you want to do? You want to have it, your Diet Coke, but I want you to drink, 25 ounces of water before that every day, So, it's like don't take it away. Have them have the power to change, because it's totally doable.
It's so doable. And this grand rising beautiful queen sis does. Drake, she's right, because you know she understands programming. If anybody, and she says we must do our own research and. Not believe everything we're told. Comfortability kills. Spot on.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
Used to what you're programmed to do, and you're getting comfortable is more important than your comfort zone. Okay, then let's drink more of this. And pretty soon you're like, oh, I guess I don't even need this Diet Coke anymore. Because once you start to... feel that difference, and understand what that Diet Coke is doing to you every day. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not drinking enough water. Okay, when can I get that in? You know, all right, right in the morning, just hammer about 25 ounces, put some fruit in there, do whatever you got to do, but let's do it. And be like, oh, you know, then I don't drink as much of that. You know what? You've got high blood pressure. And instead of taking that medicine that's going to work for that, because there's great medicine that you can take. Decrease your blood pressure. But when's the last time Diet Coke and French fries and whatever you're eating? And, you know, here, take this blood pressure medication. What? When's the last time any doctors ever told you, you know what? Here's the deal. You're in the high blood. Don't do that. Come back in 6 weeks and drink water and walk. Hell no. They're going to go, here, buddy, take this blood pressure medication. And then we're going to keep upping it for the rest of your freaking life. And you're going to still sit in your seat with your big fat shoes on and do nothing. Your hips are going to get tight. Oh, your back hurts? Okay, well, here's another pill for your back. Oh, you can't sleep. Here you go. Here's another. Hell no, you guys. You have the power. Shoulders back, head back. You've got the power to change that and know that. And it starts with water and moving. Move your body. It's not rocket science. It's pretty easy. Go back to those sleep, exercise, positive mental attitude. You're missing the point here, you know? And how many people
are getting rid of the cholesterol medication? Do you know the trick to that one?
No. What is it?
Brazil nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll drop your cup.
That's crazy.
So, like, it's so cool to me that food really is your medicine. And it's cheaper because I can get a whole, like, I can get a pound and a half of Brazil nuts for $8.79.
Plus Brazil nuts, it's $8.79. And what are the side effects of this freaking cholesterol medication? I mean, you look at these companies that have been prescribing these medications. Let's look at Vioxx. Let's look at Chantix. They just took off the market. Pfizer took Chantix off the market because it's known to cause cancer. Go figure.
Of course.
You know, and it's like, well, what do you think? You got a list of side effects that are this long. What are we doing? What are we doing? Why? Because we're comfortable. Your parents did it.
So I'm going to add, I'm going to show, Zelda's like, nutritionfacts.org, Brazil nuts, decrease, awesome, thanks, ladies. You don't need a bag of Brazilian nuts. Like me, I'd be like, oh, Brazilian nuts are good. And I put them in my car on the way to work. I'll have 20 of them, you know, I'm like, oh.
Well, so you don't want to overdo it either, and Nutso has Brazil nuts. So let me just see if I can navigate this fairly well. So 4 Brazil nuts once a month by Dr. Michael McGregor, MD, right?
That's awesome.
He says, one of the craziest studies I read all year involved feeding people the ingestion of that single serving almost immediately improved cholesterol levels, LDL, so-called bad cholesterol levels in the blood, was significantly lowering just 9 hours after the ingestion of nuts. And by no insignificant amount, it was nearly 20 points within a day. He says even drugs don't work that fast. It takes statins around 4 days to have a significant effect. And then I want to talk about about statins. So when I was coming out of my, I was no longer disabled. I had my first job and I was renting a place from a friend of mine, and I was coaching him as well. And he told me everything except for the fact that he was on a statin. So he's walking down the street, he's walking down the stairs one morning, let me pause for a moment. Before he's walking down the stairs, he had already had open heart surgery. He already had 2 torn rotator cuffs. And he still hasn't told me about the damn statin, pardon my friend. Walking down really relaxed early in the morning, both knees dislocated at the flipping same time. Why? Because statins will ruin your muscles and make your muscles tear. Not to mention they will also cause diabetes and depression.
Yep.
Do Brazil nuts.
We're better. Well, yeah, and over time, the muscles and the ligaments loosen, and you've got these joints that just aren't held together properly, and there you go. And he's probably, you know, overweight, and, you know, most of these people are. And instead of the doctors going, dude, let's do a little movement and a couple of Brazil nuts, you know, I didn't know the Brazil nut thing. But, hey, it's a lot better to change your diet than have to go on a medication that's gonna ruin your joints. Like, you know, there's so
your
many
joints,
crazy
your
side
mindset,
effects.
Right. It's
all of it.
Your brain is the most outside of the spine, okay? Your brain is the most important organ in your body, and then the spine has to be aligned because the brain is, so the two things I'm thinking of, brain spine.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and there's so many great there's so many great supplements that, you know, help with the brain and foods that help with the brain. And why not start there? And again, it's not in people's wheelhouses a lot of the times to go, oh my gosh, I have this, I need a pill, you know, because that's what a lot of people do. I have an ear infection, I need a antibiotic. I have shoulder problems, I need a surgery. No, okay.
Well,
ear infection, you know, like let's step back a little bit. What can I do for my ear? Well, there's so many different things that we can do. Let's look and see what it is. Do you have a fever? Do you have this? Let's irrigate it. Let's do some ear candling. Let's adjust your upper cervical spine.
I love ear candling.
I do too.
Yeah.
But, you know, adjusting the spine, drink more water, vitamin C. Let's see how that works. Oh, look at that. It's all good.
Ear candling is.
Right.
Will you share with people what ear candling is?
So ear candles are, picture a skinny sugar
are they called sugar cones? Like a waffle cone, like a like ice cream cone. So it's a little teeny at the end here, and then it kind of goes out about this wide, and it's about this long. Okay, so you stick and it's all wax, and it's kind of it looks like a cast almost. It's kind of wound, and it's all wax. And so you gotta kind of do it with two people. You put like a little plate around the end of it, so it's like covers your hair, and then you put it right in your ear, and you lay with your head up like that, and you can have someone else do it, and you light the end of it. And yeah. So as it's burning down, you can cut it, the person who's helping you, and wait here. And then what it does in the meantime, as it's burning, it like sucks the wax and the buildup out of your ear. It sounds kind of gross and it's weird, but
that's
so satisfying. It's so awesome. You can feel it. And then the crazy part is afterwards, you can take your little, you know, once it burns kind of close, you cut it off, you dip it in water, and then. And you can undo it. You know, some people are gross. I can hear everyone's like, oh, my gosh, it's so much better.
Well,
but,
as opposed to putting tubes in.
Right. That's what I didn't say, like tubes or chronic. Let's talk about chronic antibiotics. You know, how many kids grew up with chronic ear infections, never have, you know, like, they never were told to take probiotics. And guess what? Your second brain is your gut. So just that alone is antibiotics over time can ruin that gut flora and set you up for leaky gut, set you up for, you know, bad gut, for bad brain. And what we need to do is focus on your gut. You know, a good pre and probiotic, amazing. Change the diet just a little bit. Make it a little bit more alkaline. And, you can look up alkaline diet and just start there. Start there with water and move your body and good posture. Boom. You're like 80% better from this show. What a great way to start your morning or day or wherever you are.
Well, right? And so it's like, so the water, I actually sell water filtration systems as part. So
oh, yeah, I need to know that.
Oh, yeah. When you pull the toxicity out, alkaline state, so you don't have to spend $2,500 or $5,000 on a system. There are systems, I'm not going to mention the name, that will charge you an arm and a leg, like $2,500 to $5,000 for a little contraption that sits on your countertop,
mm-hmm.
and it promises you alkaline water. And they do deliver. Don't get me wrong. I can do it for $189. Not $2,500.
I think that sounds better.
Yeah. I mean, and so when you consider the fact, and this is why I'm just so passionate. So I am trying to hire practice adjustments. I mean, all day. You know what kind of doctor I'm talking about. So,
and every once in a while, you need another doctor too. I mean, you know, that's
the thing. But for an emergency, you break a leg.
Yeah. But if you take care of yourself, you're not gonna have to break down where you have to do that. So that's the key.
Thank you, because that's far more eloquent. Right? That's really what I'm trying to say. Is that you want to have the right doctors in your circle.
Gotta have your good team.
Yeah, have that team.
Yep.
But meanwhile, know how to take care of yourself.
Yep.
You know, so if you're feeling depressed, pop some, you know, cashews or D3, right? Vitamin D is huge for depression.
The pre and probiotics, you know? Cashews, I gotta write that down.
Yeah, so pre and probiotics, I suffered with eczema this time. You know, and every so often if I forget or if I'm low on my probiotics and I didn't order or whatever,
whatever. The eczema comes right back. I take my probiotics.
And you know, it's gut. They're like, what? Can be gone. You know, and I have this external probiotic cream that's really good too, and it treats the external biome
as well as
it's like, this is amazing. I'll bring some tomorrow because it's by Niora, and it's like an anti-aging company. But this is a miracle cream, and they don't have it all the time. I'm like, because I guess it didn't. People want wrinkle cream. I guess they don't want probiotic cream. But I'm like, dang, it's great.
Dang, I'll take it, right?
Right. So the pre and probiotic. So what I did with this man is I gave him the pre and probiotic. You just take it. Like I have like a little. There's so many different ways you can get probiotics, but. One of the ways is I have like a little powder. He goes, I've been dealing with this 50 years, you know, and it's mostly creams that, you know, the dermatologist or the GI or the general doctor would give him. And when it would flare up, he would put the cortisone cream on and it would kind of keep it at bay. But as soon as he probably went to a party and ate cake and, you know, did that kind of stuff, his gut wouldn't repair. And so here it comes again. So he goes, these probiotics have changed my life. And I'm like, it's so crazy. So that and then a little bit of, you know, babies with their, you know, that you get babies with the little milia and like cradle tap and stuff like that. That's that stuff. And babies are born with depleted systems too, just like probably moms were when they were creating. So you sometimes have to give baby's gut flora and then a good probiotic cream, and it takes it away. So interesting stuff. I mean, hey, you've been around long enough and dealt with your story long enough that you could help so many people. And really, I've, knock on wood, been relatively healthy. And so I haven't been, you know, it was horrible. I'm like, good money. It was just like extortion. And, you know, like the legal system is like, you've got to pay, even if you're, you know, 100% innocent, you got to prove yourself not guilty. And I'm like, I'm not guilty. And I should have just settled a long time ago, but I didn't. I fought, you know, and it was like a stressful 8 years. And no matter what, yeah, 8 years. And it, no matter what, it wasn't. Well, you know, because here's the problem. Some attorney, one of my patients, was like, Susie, settle it now. Don't fight this. I'm like, why? I'm 100%. Here's all my paperwork. He goes, it doesn't matter. They will take you through discovery for 6 years. They're gonna bleed you dry, and they did. You know, I mean, seriously. Like, I sold this. I did that. And it was okay. Like, looking back, it was an experience. To go, you know what? I can either give up and go wait. If you just wanted money, and I ended up having to pay in the end after I pretty much lost everything, because I didn't have enough money to keep fighting it. You know, it was like $20,000 a month for a lot, and then they would want more and discovery and this and that. It was crazy. So.
Where did she get the money to pursue
that? She didn't. So she found attorneys that thought that maybe I had enough money to be able to pay off, you know? And I thought, like I worked my butt off. I'm sorry. But, you know, and what happened was she came to work for me. And she saw all the physical therapy because I had two fists in because you're billing too much. And I'm a chiropractor. But what she didn't realize, which maybe she's right out of school. And I don't know if someone else was coaching her or what, but I think they thought that they were going to get, I was going to settle. And had I done that, I would have probably had to pay her more. So in the end, I was like,
I didn't want to pay the attorneys, but I'd rather pay the attorneys than a greedy somebody that's what.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money.
Entire commercial.
Design Essentials is re-engineering what helps. Looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships?
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach.
Wasn't running. I don't know why. It is what it is. So, but I guess instead of that, there's one, I just want to say that, you know, tune in on Monday, listen to Zelda from, Zelda Speaks. Tuesday, self-care. And actually, I don't know the whole lineup, and we actually are doing a commercial. So Vieta is she's on Sundays and Fridays. We have a new talk show host, Dr. Debbie Green. She's amazing. She's on Thursdays. Naima is tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about these bands? You have an event.
Tomorrow,
and I would really be grateful if you would share what this is about and why it's so important.
This is really cool. I just happened to have them right here.
Yay!
So I have never heard of blood flow restriction before this, you know, and I'm in the exercise field and all that, and, you know, having boys and all of the sports trainers and stuff like that. But these little bands, it's a super pliable band, and it's called blood flow resistance. And what the concept is you put the bands right above, like right below your deltoid, like as far up in the arm as you can, almost to your armpit.
Got it.
And it doesn't restrict, like it doesn't decrease flow all the way. It just decreases the flow a teeny bit. So what happens is as you exercise, if you don't get your exercise level up here, like doing high intensity, high impact, your body and your brain doesn't release human growth hormone after the age of 25. So what happens is our muscles start to, and no matter what you do, if you're not exercising above a certain level, no matter what you do, human growth hormone is not released.
Why is it important to release human growth hormone?
Well, human growth hormone works on every part of our entire body. It helps your bone. It helps your bone density. It helps your muscle tone. It helps your hormones. It helps your thyroid. It helps inflammation. It helps your immune system. You name it, you guys.
that's why it's such a big buzzword, because the only way you can get it after 25 is to exercise up here, and you get that release of human growth hormone, and so all those things are changed. You get more energy. Your muscles look better. So look at, let's take, for instance, like CrossFit people. What are they doing? They're in there, they're boom, boom, boom. But great for them. Their muscles are great. But guess what? Joints get like, you know, like shoulders get bad, knees get bad, hips get bad because it's constant pounding. But human growth hormone is going to repair some of that, and it's good. But you can increase any injury like that. So what this concept of blood flow restriction is to restrict the blood flow so your body thinks that you're exercising at this certain level, and it's only for 15 minutes a day. So 15 to 20 minutes of super light exercise. So let's say somebody goes, well, I don't like to lift weights. I don't like to do anything. All I like to do is walk. Great. Put the bands on and walk your little happy butt around the block or down the stairs or something. Because when you put these bands on, it's like that.
That's easy.
So, yeah. Super easy. You put a little, it looks like a little blood pressure cuff to this. And you pump it to the level that this is. It's like 150 pounds of pressure. So what it does, as I start to just do this, you can feel that your muscle is actually getting a workout by just doing this. So let's say somebody goes, I would love to exercise, but my ankles and my hips are really bad. I can barely walk down the block. Great. Put the blood flow restriction bands on your legs and take a little walk. You can go down the sidewalk and back. You're going to feel your muscles working. When you feel those muscles working, now your body goes, oh, you're really working. So it goes, I'm going to release this human growth hormone. So then you start to get the effects of human growth hormones with 15 to 20 minutes of low-impact exercise a day. So the cool part about these bands is there's great research behind these particular bands, because there's other bands out there that are skinnier, that restrict the flow more, but they don't, they're more dangerous. So people are like, oh, I've had heart problems. No problem. You put these on, it does not affect the heart in a bad way. It actually increases the flow of blood and healing those arteries. It increases the flow of blood to places where blood flow hasn't been for a while. Injuries and sports medicine, the Kansas City Chiefs trainer is using these for rehab for his players that have gone through knee surgeries and ankle surgeries and back surgeries. Why? Because it increases blood flow, which oxygenates the area that needs to be healed. So they use it in conjunction with like different stims or different exercises to increase the speed of healing and the tone and the elastin and the collagen in the joints and the tendons and the ligaments. So it heals. It's the craziest thing because it's 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah. You, like, I want to do yoga. So put them on to do yoga.
Yeah, but I think that would be amazing. So you and I both have a pulse electromagnetic frequency device. I don't use the brand name on the show because of that company is a little funky about it.
Yeah.
So, but we use pulse electromagnetic frequencies, which increase circulation and, you know, nutrient absorption. So this would be, like, it's not an either or, it's a yes and.
Yeah. You can do this on the same thing. Like say you're sitting on your, like put it in a seated position, and maybe you put some weights or some bands around your knees and do like knee extension or just like some bands around your elbows.
Oh,
right? Can you imagine? Like, so now you're getting 30% more circulation to your body via the PEMF device. So it's pushing the nutrients to the cells of the microcirculation, which is 75% of your entire circulatory system. So you think about your veins, your arteries, and your microcirculation. Your veins and your arteries only make up 25% of your circulatory system, which is weird. And your microcirculation is what gets junky as we age. Why? Because the river doesn't flow. You're not drinking enough water. You're not pushing.
And every time you say that, you know, I'm getting my water out.
That's right. So the pulse electromagnetic frequency
increases the 75% of the circulatory system, you know, it pushes the nutrients to that by 30% more. Okay,
right.
So 70% of your circulatory system is getting 30% better. And then you put these babies on, and it's like, I don't know how it could get better.
Right. Well, so there is no end to better. I'm just going to say that. So, because it's going to be amazing. And then, you know, we'll think of something else. I don't know, some other superfood or, you know.
Right. There you go. You're drinking your mushroom damn tea or, you know, or your Brazilian nuts.
Yeah. I love life, man. I have to tell you.
I know. So the cool thing about these, you guys, it's easy. You know, anyone can do it, whether you're sedentary or you're a total, like my son is a varsity basketball player, and they're ranked number one in the state of Illinois right now. And we live in Glen Ellen, and they're going to be awesome. They've been playing together forever. So he's using these bands on his arms and his legs. And I go, my kids always kind of like raise an eyebrow at me, like, what are you doing now, Mom? I'm like, listen. I have to stick with what's new because I want to be on the cutting edge. So I told him, I said, put these bands on. And by the way, you get your own personal coach with these. So I set him up with his basketball coach through this company.
Right.
And he goes, okay, to increase your vertical leap, you're going to put these here. And these are the exercises you do. Plyometric things, you're going to do 20 of these. Paxton's like, oh, my God, I used to do 30 of those. But I can only do 15 because it's like, oh, my God, my muscles are like, woo, big, you know. So he's increased his vertical leap already, and it's only been 3 weeks. I go, see, Mom knows, right? And see, he's like, oh, boy.
So now, you know, I love helping athletes push the envelope. What about senior living facilities?
Totally. I mean, because there are people that, you know, again, they have to want to do it. But you put a band on, and let's say their knees hurt and they can't walk around the block, but they can put these babies on and maybe do some, you know, nice and easy sits. Maybe they can just do like we were talking about, sitting and doing some leg extensions, you know. Maybe they can sit and do, you know, boop, 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 you know, nothing big. And guess what? As they start to get better, they're going to increase blood flow to those arthritic joints because, let's face it, arthritis comes when there's no lubrication. If you force lubrication there, all of a sudden, their knees don't hurt. Like, I'm going to tell you, I love to go work out and lift weights. I love that. But my knee was hurting. Like, I was like, dang, every morning my knee would ache going down the stairs. But now I'm like, my knee has not hurt one time. So it's like, I think it's just like forced the circulation to that knee, because who knows? I mean, good Lord, I'm not a spring chicken, you know?
So, oh, yeah, but, I mean,
you know? And it's like,
right?
Yeah.
But
at the same time, if I expect that my knees are going to hurt and go, like a lot of people do, well, I'm 56, of course my knees are going to hurt. No. Eat some cashews, drink your water, anti-inflammatory diet, some band.
Well, and also, if you're looking for anti-inflammatory, you don't want an over-the-counter turmeric with an acetyl and pinch of black pepper, right?
Right.
The black pepper will activate that turmeric and make it more available, bioavailable, in the body by 2,000%. And so there's just all these little tricks that, you know, I was just kind of thinking we should have started teaching this in kindergarten, quite frankly.
I know. Well, and that's the problem. Like, in school, we're totally losing, you know, we're not teaching our kids, okay, vitamin C, vitamin D, we're masking them, we're telling them this, scaring the daylights out of them. And I'm always at these meetings going, you guys, C, D, zinc, quercetin. Let's get your kids healthy. I mean, what are we doing? You're scaring the living daylights out of these little six-year-olds when they're not spreading anything. They're spreading stuff, but they always have. Who cares?
That's right.
I'm like, oh, my God, people. I don't even address the board. I turn around to the audience. I'm like, what are we worried about here, you guys? Here's zinc. Here's C. Here's D. Like, we're done. Give it to the kids when they're dropping, when
when they're going into school and stop the insanity. It makes me just absolutely crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. So the other thing is, you know, I use On Guard. If you're familiar with that, it's
an oil.
It's an essential oil. It has wild orange in it, right, for mood lift. Eucalyptus. It has clove, which has been shown. Clove alone has so many anti. It's nature's antibiotic, right? It can, you know, we don't want to make claims here because, you know, the FDA gets some sugar in there. But
but the cancer
away. Yeah, keep the right. So the thing is, they now have it in this little beadlet, which is 1/4 of 1 drop of oil, and it supports your immune system. It's been around for a long time. Young Living has an alternative to it as well, and so your immune system, it makes you happy. Because happy, you know, stress will deplete your immune system. So they intelligently added wild orange, which is, you know, your happy fruit. So, it's just, it's so cool. We have a comment, it looks like. Let me see what we got here.
Well, the other thing is like, again, when you start, by the time you start to have symptoms, it's never too late. But why people like, oh, my spine feels great. I'm like, yeah, until it doesn't. I'm like, why would you wait? Why do you wait? You're eating hot dogs and corn dogs. I'm fine. My cholesterol is fine. Until it's not, or until you have a heart attack, you always can be better. So really surround yourself with better. Get your stuff, your oils, your probiotics, your antioxidants, your this, your that, and act as if you have something wrong with you now before you really do, you know? It's like, prevent. Teach your kids. Instead of taking aspirin or, you know, whatever else you take for a headache, you know, rub some oils on. Take some deep breaths. Stretch out your neck. Go get adjusted.
Oil.
Boom. You're fine.
Back of your neck. You can also use that to cool down if you're having menopause, you know, hot flashes.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. There was something I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. So you're saying have those things. I understand this, that our organs, we won't even have a symptom until we've lost 60 to 100% of said organs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for a heart, that could be 100% and show up as a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or any other organ, you know, you may have back pain or what have you, but when you understand that you don't even have symptoms.
Symptoms are the last thing to come to tell you there's something wrong. And, you know, people are like, I don't know why. I just felt my knee pain. And you take an x-ray and it's bone on bone. You know, it's like, well, your brain isn't going to tell you everything that is going on until it gets to the point where it's there. Now what? Now you got bone on bone. It can happen. I mean, we have so many modalities in our office that we can help. And, you know, but at the same time, it's prevention. It's well care. It's not sick care. When you go, it's like if you haven't taken care of your house and your house falls in, you're in trouble. I mean, you're going to rebuild your whole house.
What does your foundation look like, right, Susie?
Exactly. You know, and you don't take care of your house once it falls apart. So you take care of your house, maintain it day to day, year to year.
So do me a favor, because we've got 3 minutes on the show.
Yeah.
Let me put in the private chat so I can put it on the comments. Where can people go to learn about those bands? You have an event, is that right?
Yep. So I can, I'm going to put the, I'll put the, can I put a picture in? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my number in here, and if anybody has questions, just call me. And then I can send you a picture of the invite and or answer questions or whatever.
Text message from before, now that I think about it. Yeah, so let me do this. So is it okay to put the address and all that in there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just do that first. So we'll go to comments. So if anybody wants to learn more about those bands, and I'm just going to edit this a little bit. It's Wednesday night, the B3 band night with the founder and Wheaton at H4 Fitness, and that's in Wheaton, Illinois. So 26 West 293 Geneva Road. So that's going in there. Not sure if I can get the Imogen on.
Right. I put my phone number, or they can reach out to you or whatever, and we can send them that invite if need be, or they can just ask questions or whatever.
Yeah, so, right. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, they can put out your office number for people.
I just gave them my cell. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Did you want to just give people, you want that in print, or do you want it to share right now?
I just shared. I did it to share, too. My office number is 630-260-1300. And
okay.
Then I'm gonna put my, I'll put my website here, too. I just feel like sometimes it's easier just to get a hold of me, and then I can schedule or answer questions rather than calling my office and waiting for me to call you back. Sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh.
Totally.
You know, it's
totally
a process.
Awesome. Awesome. So let me just put that in there.
It was fun. What a fun show. I think it was fun.
So
I had fun.
Thank you. I mean, really so amazing to have you. And thank you so much. And I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
So, everyone else, please.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the... We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.